From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. has announced it's pulling out of the U.N. Human Rights Council after U.S.-U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley denounced it as a cesspool of political bias, especially with regards to Israel.
Regrettably, it is now clear that our call for reform was not heeded. Human rights abusers continue to serve on and be elected to the council. The world's most inhumane regimes continue to escape scrutiny. And the council continues politicizing and scapegoating of countries with positive human rights records in an attempt to distract from the abusers in their ranks.
She criticized what she called the council's disproportionate focus and unending hostility toward Israel as proof it's motivated by political bias, prompting the U.S. decision to pull out.
In doing so, I want to make it crystal clear that this step is not a retreat from human rights commitments. On the contrary, we take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights.
UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Raad al-Hussein said, given the state of human rights in the world today, the U.S. should be stepping up, not stepping back. Several rights groups warn the U.S. withdrawal will make it more difficult to advance rights priorities and aid victims of abuse. In Ivory Coast, flooding caused by torrential rains left at least 18 dead in the commercial capital Abidjan early Tuesday. Kawadio Ngessen said he saw a man inside a car drifting in water down the street and was unable to save himself. The rains produced a wall of water estimated at 2.5 meters. It destroyed homes and left hundreds stranded. This is VOA News. Forces backed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates stormed the Hodeidah airport on Yemen's Red Sea coast Tuesday in a week-long struggle with Houthi rebel defenders. Civilians like Om Mohammed fled the fighting. She said bombing destroyed many homes in her village of Manzar near the airport. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert expressed concern the fighting will interrupt vitally needed supplies that flow through the port city.
We have a very real concern about humanitarian aid being able to continue to come into the port of Hodeidah. We're closely following the situation in Yemen. We're in close contact with our international partners. We would like to see a diplomatic solution to the situation in Yemen.
She said Washington supports the mediation efforts of UN envoy Martin Griffiths. The Trump administration is threatening more penalties on Chinese imports in a pressure campaign to change what it calls economic aggression, including forced technology transfers. Peter Navarro, economic advisor to President Donald Trump, held a conference call with reporters Tuesday.
Unlike China, we will not be targeting their political system in any way. We will simply do this in a measured and fair way. Remember, what we're trying to do here is simply defend ourselves against Chinese economic aggression and bring about structural change.
The U.S. has already announced its intention to impose 25% tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports beginning July 6. China has announced countermeasures and denounced what it called Washington's bloodlust in trade policy that seeks to, quote, suck the lifeblood from the Chinese economy. Russia says it will impose import duties on U.S. products in response to U.S. tariffs on foreign aluminum and steel. Russian penalties are to cover a range of U.S. imports, but the items have not been made public. The leaders of Germany and France have agreed on creating a budget for the 19-member Eurozone to boost its competitiveness ahead of next week's European Union summit. Chancellor Angela Merkel held what she called a new chapter in Franco-German cooperation. Details on the size and scope of the budget will be worked out later, but it could face resistance among other Eurozone members. U.S.-China trade tensions weighed heavily on investors, with Wall Street's key index, the Dow Jones, off nearly 290 points in Tuesday trading to 24,700. Meanwhile, U.S. home building surged to a near 11-year high in May for both single-family and multifamily home construction. In World Cup action Tuesday, Russia scored 3 quick goals in a 15-minute span to beat Egypt 3-1, moving Russia closer to the final 16 competition. Meanwhile, Senegal defeated Poland 2-1, the first and only African win in the first round of competition. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.